Welcome to the Ventures in Podcasting.
RSS. XML. What is that? Who cares? Podcasting? Who are you kidding? You just want a new toy. That's what they told me, but I thought differently. I thought all this cool stuff had value in K-12 education. Welcome to Adventures in Podcasting. My name's Sean Wheeler, and at the time of these podcasts, I'm the Director of IMT Services and Training for the Peoria Unified School District. That's Arizona, by the way. These podcasts, well, they're an audio archive of my adventure in bringing RSS and podcasting to the students and community of PUSD. Sit back and enjoy the ride.
Welcome back to Adventures in Podcasting number 103 for Sunday, March 9th, 2008. And this is Sean Wheeler live from my Adventures in Podcasting studio, and I'm having a little bit of fun with the microphone today. Actually, I'll tell you about it when I turn the reverb down. So, as we bring it down, we're back to normal here. I am messing around with the mixer when I brought it back from doing a podcast at work this week. I noticed it sounded a little strange when Frederica did her intro today, so I started tinkering around and I found a new knob. At any rate, in the show, we've got adventures in pod... No, at any rate, in the show, we've got podcasting updates. Nothing really... Well, actually, I do have something new in RSS updates, followed by RSS and podcasting tools, and as always, we'll round out the show with just a couple items worth mentioning. So, on that note, I'm going to find something to toss in here. Maybe I'll just do a wicked laugh with the reverb on. At any rate, I'll be right back with the rest of the show. Hang tight.
You get the best of both friends.
Oh, I just love that. Thank you, Frederica. Hey, in PUSD Podcasting Updates, just got a couple things to share with you today. Dr. Santarelli, as I said last week, actually had put together his first community podcast and video cast that has not been released, I should say, as of yet. I believe it is ready. I think we're just waiting on some show notes from Jim, who was out of town this week. So what I did do is went ahead and posted the... what I did do is I went ahead and created the site. Actually, we have two sites for Dr. Santarelli, one for the podcast that he releases to staff and one for the community. And major difference there is they're both public. I'm just not going to put links all over the place for the one for the staff. The one for the superintendent is available, obviously, on the Apple Podcast server, but we're also going to make a link available off his website just as soon as we go ahead and post that first podcast. So, and I did run into a little challenge when I did that, but I'll talk about that more in just a moment. And also this week in podcasting land at Peoria that I'm aware of, and this is the best thing, there's some stuff going on that I'm not even aware of anymore, and I always like that. It's just a bummer. I wish I could keep track of it all. But nonetheless, Jim and I did post episode number 4 for What's Hot in PUSD. So actually 4 episodes under our belt. The tough thing is I'm running out of music. I'm going to actually have to go to Pod Save Music now because I haven't gotten anything from any of our students for a little while. So, yeah, well, we'll deal with it as time goes on. But nonetheless, those two things are happening, and, you know, hey, we're still moving on. The challenges that I ran into at that podcast server recently is I've had some challenges putting up MPEG-4 video, and really odd. I had trouble with the one from Dr. Santarelli, the original one he did for the staff. And I went back and forth, tried a couple things, and finally found out that I needed to have iTunes loaded on the machine. The upload failed at his computer in his office. I took it back to my office, and it failed there as well on the machine I was working on. But then I tried it on, after a service call, or a call to tech support, I found out, you know, it would work on the Mac, it would work on one machine on my desk, but it wouldn't work on the other machine. And, you know, troubleshooting it, I realized the only major difference between the machine on the left and the one on the right, one had iTunes, one didn't. So I actually installed iTunes on the second machine, and sure enough, it went online. So that was an oddity. I'd never seen something like that happen before, but nonetheless, this is one of those things you scratch your head about in computers. And then the other challenge I had was actually creating that community podcast site for Dr. Santarelli. The first time I created it was earlier in the week, and when subscribing to it in iTunes, it wouldn't come through with a full title on it or anything like that. So I actually deleted that and recreated it. And interestingly enough, some of the customizations that I had done on that server when it was when I had it installed have been removed. So if you'll notice on the links for Dr. Santarelli's podcast, it actually reads the RSS. The link that I put in the show notes read HTTP, but the actual link that came out of that machine read feed :// Apple Podcasts, etc. And which worked great for NetNewsWire, which is installed on my machine, but you know what I've found in the past is that doesn't always work on a lot of computers. So not quite sure what's going on there. I guess I'm going to have to make a phone call to Apple Tech Support and see if I can get that resolved. Unfortunately, I got a bad feeling about that. I think I'm going to wind up with having them come on out and do some work on that machine. So that kind of takes care of everything that happened this week in the district-wise, anyways, with podcasting. And I do want to share one thing with you as far as RSS, because last week I said, last week I told you I found a new site based on something Peggy had sent me off of Terry Friedman's blog. And this is the mofuse.mobi. www.mofuse.mobi link, and this creates a mobile RSS feed. And so what I did after the show last week, I think I did it after the show or sometime during the week, I actually created two new mobile links, one for the news of PSD and another one for the governing board meeting agendas. And I posted those actually on the homepage with a little I guess it's called an SMS. It looks like a little telephone is what it looks like. And I stuck that on the homepage as well. But so if you've got one of those cool phones that actually, can hit the web, you can actually check those out. If you can, of course, you have to find the main Peoria site. You can find that at www.peoriaud.k12.az.us and check it out. And then, of course, you can click on the link down on the right-hand side. And I've had two people tell me they work really well. So that's kind of cool. So pretty exciting stuff there. And what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to put Frederica in there to sing a little bit for me while I take a break, and I'll be right on back.
You get the best of both friends.
I just love that. I still love that. Every time I play it, I love that. And believe it or not, I actually have an older daughter, and I tried to get her to do the introduction to the show today. She rolled her eyes. She's 11. You know, that's what 11-year-olds do. She just kind of rolled her eyes at me and went, "I don't think so, Dad." And, you know, what can I do? Hey, what I want to talk to you right now is RSS and podcasting tools. And I left the first part of this in here. It says going down a different path today with video casting tools. And I talked about the blog post communication when we want it, which I posted on my blog a week or so ago. And that is one of those where I took a PowerPoint and dumped it into Movie Maker, added my audio to it, and sent it back out as a podcast. Actually, I uploaded that to multiple sites where you can post video, and I did that just to see how they all worked. And I talked a little bit last week, but during that discussion last week, I talked about overlay.tv as a place where you could actually go out and tag something and use it in an educational world. And it really was an oops. It wasn't overlay I was talking about. It was actually Vidler, VIDDLER.com. And that was the site that I was really intending to be talking about. Unfortunately, I messed up there, so I want to take a moment and just to write that wrong. Unfortunately, as I was talking with Peggy, later in the week, I was telling her about Vidler, and you know, this is one of my complaints, maybe I'll sound like a prude here. I don't know what I'm going to sound like, to be honest, but quite frankly, it doesn't matter. I'm just kind of bummed out, annoyed, or whatever you want to call it. But as I was talking to Peggy about it, and I sent her to the site and said, "Hey, check this out. This has got some cool features. You know, we can post some comments on it. I can see this could be really helpful for students. Teacher could put a little tag in there, and basically what you could do is cruise forward to a bookmarked area on a video. Unfortunately, the top, or at least when we loaded it at that particular moment, the last five videos were something that I would consider absolutely inappropriate for students. And, you know, I went in and I looked at when these things were loaded, and of course they were all loaded within the last 5 minutes of the time we had clicked on the website. So, you know, that's always a game you're going to play when you hit a website for the first time. For instance, I'm refreshing it right now, and it's going to pull up and tell me the most recent favorites videos here, and it's got four or five in here, and then it's got a group that are underneath that. And, you know, just taking a cursory look at it, we got some from South by Southwest here, another one from South by Southwest. And, you know, basically the top three that are on here right now are from South by Southwest. That wasn't what was going on in the last time I looked at that. And, You know, that's the thing that really irritates me once in a while on this. You know, I appreciate the fact that people can post whatever they want, and I suppose that's a good thing in a lot of ways. But there's also a point in time when these things have some very, very solid value in other venues, and we wind up having to block them for various reasons. And, you know, I could get off on a whole tangent on blocking versus not blocking, but I'm not going to right now. It's just kind of irritating when you see something that's got a good use, a good solid use in education, and someone's got to smut it up. And I suppose that's what I'm really irritated about. You know, I posted 5 or 6 places where you can post content last week. A number of them have the ability to post naughty content, so we're still back to teacher tube. And you know, that's fine, but nonetheless, there's some other tools out there that we could be using. And you know, so I guess I would challenge some of these companies to, you know, hey, if you want to do this, cool, but why don't you give us something in education that we could also use and encourage people to utilize as well. I think you could still pull a little bit of advertising dollars from it if you wanted to, although I'm not sure how this company's making any money because I don't see any advertising on it right now. But nonetheless, if we just had a place where we could post this content, share it with each other, share it with the world, and we didn't have to worry about smut, that would be an okay thing with me. So, like, I have any ability to make change on this stuff, but, you know, it's just my little rant today. So just in case you wanted to hear about it, there you are. So that's Vidler, VIDDLER.com. Take a look at it. take a look at it at your own will, because there is naughty content on there. And I also stumbled on another site today. Actually, this came up in my NAU class. A young lady wanted to know about... basically, she didn't want to talk in the mic. She wanted to type her text, have the computer do the talking for her. And I had come across one pretty cool site from AT&T where you could type in up to 300 characters of text, and it would actually build a WAV file for you. And she utilized it in the class that I was teaching, and had that do the talking for her rather than her own voice. And I was reading, I believe it was a Will Richardson post today, and I stumbled on something called Talkr, T-A-L-K-R. com. And basically what you can do is you can automate your podcasting of your blog. It's basically a reader, and it's an automated reader, so you actually don't have to turn it in. You just tell it to go find your blog and go ahead and read through it. So I went in and I registered Adventures in Podcasting, and I also registered my SeanWheeler.name/blog, which is Sean's thoughts on education technology. And interestingly enough, I gave it a little while to do its thing, and by the time it was done doing its thing, it had all 102 episodes of Adventures in Podcasting done, and it actually does a fairly good job of reading the show notes. So, of course, you know, it's kind of a way. Let's think about that. Listen to a podcast of the show notes and then actually listen to the podcast itself. It's kind of crazy, but I figured what the heck, I could do it. It didn't cost anything, so I gave it a shot. And then I also did the same thing for my blog. And interestingly enough, and I think this is just a feature of WordPress. I may have to do some little bit more digging on it. But it basically reads the first, I'm going to call it maybe 100 characters of the post, and that's pretty much it. So that, and it only went back so far. It didn't actually go through and do a podcast for everything I posted. So it'll be interesting to see what happens at the end of the show, because what I'm going to wind up doing is when I post this this episode, I will also post it on my SeanWheeler.name/blog site, which I've been doing the last couple of shows. And I'm curious to see what it does on this one as well. So, you know, it's just a little bit of experiment. But nonetheless, I thought I'd share it as an RSS and podcasting tool. It's got a cool RSS feed, and I suppose it does work as a podcasting tool. If you are a person who's interested in podcasting but you're shy of your own voice, which I do realize there are some folks out there that don't like to speak into the mic, or heck, you may not have the equipment to do that, although that's pretty inexpensive. Maybe you just want to have it read your blog, so it could be kind of cool. Excuse me. So with that said, I'm going to take a peek at where we are on the time. Holy smokes, Batman. I thought this was going to be a short show. We are at other items worth mentioning here, and this part is actually short. I want to share with you a link. I popped into my Delicious account today, and I saw I had a link from my friend John Evans up in Canada. And hi, John. Thank you. And what John sent me is Podiobooks.com. Actually, if you're not familiar with how Delicious works, you can have basically you can subscribe to each other's bookmarks. So when you go to bookmark something, you can say, hey, I want to share this with whomever else is subscribed to me. So John shared with me Podiobooks.com, PODIOBooks.com. And this says, free serialized audiobooks delivered on your schedule. I like it. And basically what you can do is you can cruise through this and look at different books that are available and download them and listen to them. So I took a stroll through these, and I think I found several that I just might have to put on my iPod for my driving enjoyment as I make my way across the Valley of the Sun. I have to say the warm sun, because it's getting that time of year. It's getting hot out here again. So I appreciate that, John. Check it out. That's Patio Books. And as it's about time to close out the show, talk about the May 3rd. That's right around the corner here, about 2 months away, a little over. And that's going to be the 7th Annual Way Out West Conference, sponsored by ST. You can find out more information at www.st.org/conferences.html, or just hit ST.org and you can find out more about that as well. And also, it's time for a little shameless self-promotion. Check out my new website, www.seanwheeler.name, and also my blog at www.seanwheeler.name/blog. And of course, you can always check out my podcasting presentation. Those links are also available in the show notes as well, and I've got it posted on the old site and the new site as well, so take a look at that. And of course, if you want to check out the So You Want to Be a Podcaster, you can check that out. I have that available on the website also. So I think that's everything I had to say today. We're approaching this 17-minute mark, so it'll be about 18 by the time everything's said and done. It is. What is the day today? It's March 9th, 2008. For those of you in the Midwest that are snowed in, I apologize for telling you this. It was like 65 degrees out this weekend, maybe 70. I don't know. It's kind of warm, and I actually had to fire up the AC behind me, so it's getting that time of year here already, believe it or not. And of course, it is hot in this room. And spring training's alive and well, and I'm rambling, so it's a good time to say goodbye. My name is Sean Wheeler. I welcome your comments and feedback. Drop me a note. You can send that to me at swheeler@peoriaud.k12.az.us. And remember, folks, if it's important enough to say to the class, it's important enough for the class to say it again. Ooh, let's do that with a reverb. Turn it up. Ready? And remember, if it's important enough to say to the class, it's important enough for the class to hear it again. Say it again with podcasting. I'm Sean, and I am gone. Ha 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 ha.
Thanks for joining me today. This wraps up another episode of Adventures in Podcasting. On the way out, I just want to thank a few folks who have unknowingly helped me out with this podcast. Intro and exit music courtesy of DePalm, who can be found on PodSafeAudio.com, Audacity Software for their outstanding and free recording software, and finally Steve Banahan for feed edit software, which allows me to create the XML code for this feed. This is Adventures in Podcasting.